everyone, and welcome to Holistish, the Holistic Health Podcast, where we discuss holistic health, wellness, and beauty with a healthy dose of skepticism, and I mean healthy. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Sierra.
And let's get into it.
Here we are back again. Can we talk about our looks? I feel like you look like gym chic, though.
You look like
you were lifting weights, yeah.
Oh, thanks. It's just I haven't done laundry, and so I have no clothes left except my muscle tee.
I know, muscle tee. And then I'm looking in the viewfinder, and I look like fucking Elizabeth Holmes. I'm wearing this black turtleneck, and my hair is disheveled.
Yeah, a little bit.
Serving Elizabeth Holmes realness.
I just dyed my hair, and it's like dark, right?
I like it.
I mean, I high lifted it, but it's a little bit dark right now.
Oh my God.
Okay. I just fucked it up.
Nice.
Okay. Gym chic and Elizabeth Holmes, here we are.
Well, we're not talking about anything looks-based today, so I'm not sure why I brought that up, but...
Well, it's fine.
We are more than just looks.
Today, what substance. Are we going to be talking about? Oh, yes.
Yes. So, today we are going to be talking about chia seeds, which is really exciting. This is an OG holistic product, I feel like.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Yes, we will talk about that too.
Before we get into our topic of the day, chia seeds, we're going to do our news section. Today we're going to be talking about an article that I found from the Hindustan Times, and it's about Ayurveda health tips for the summer.
Woo!
And you might be
hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. I thought you said taco summer.
That too.
Ayurveda? What does that mean, Sierra? It's more than just your favorite scent at rituals, which is the best store ever, and I can't ever go there. Or anywhere near the JCPenney beauty perfume area, because they have it there too. Okay. Ayurveda is the knowledge of life. It's a natural system of medicine originated in India more than 3,000 years ago. And the term Ayurveda is derived from the Sanskrit words ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. So it means knowledge of life, right?
Okay. How do they make that into a perfume? But okay.
It's not... It's a ritual. So the store has the ritual of Ayurveda.
Yeah.
And that's the scent. Yeah. It's just like Coca-Cola Galactic.
It's a concept. It's a concept. Okay. It's art.
I'm not over that, by the way.
Oh my God.
I'll never be over it. Okay. So this article is talking about four Ayurvedic remedies that are going to combat the heat wave that's impending on us. Yeah, so it's not super hot yet, but you know it's coming, right? So as the impending heat is coming day by day and weather gets warmer and we're going to have to put our ACs in the window, and I'm not looking forward to it, we have these four Ayurvedic lifestyle safeguards against ailments, and experts claim that it's a science and emphasis is... Experts claim that it is a science that emphasizes the necessity of maintaining body balance in order to be healthy. So the Ayurvedic way of life is based on the belief that what we consume directly affects our total health. It also is saying that there is the Vata, the Pitta, and the Kapha doshas in the body, and they're linked to the seasons. So summer, which is coming up, is called the Pitta, P-I-T-T-A, season, because it's hot, bright, and sharp. Now, I know we're in spring, but it's going to feel like summer here very soon. Yeah, so this article is saying, like, as it starts to get hotter, as we know, there's going to be dryness, and if that causes our Vata dosha to start rising, which, what does that mean? The article says it means it leads to innumerable health issues, such as rashes, sunburns, dehydration. And this article says that digestion problems such as acidity, Indigestion, acid reflux, and nausea also commonly occur during the summer season. Do you feel that way? I don't have acid reflux very often, thank God, but I have IBS, so that's my cross to bear. But do you have acid reflux?
I do, but I feel like it's. I'm not gonna say I feel like anymore. Scratch that. I do have acid reflux, but it comes on in the fall during tailgate season because I eat too much buffalo chicken dip, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well,
I could
let's
see it in
do.
the summer. Everyone's drinking a lot of beer and cider. I feel like that's summer vibes, acid, right? It makes sense to me.
So, the first thing in the Ayurveda situation is going to be something called amla. So, the Sanskrit word amlaki is the source of the word amla. So, amla is a green, sour tasting fruit, and it's a great way to stay cool in the heat. Have you ever heard of this fruit?
No, what is
It's an
it?
Indian gooseberry.
I love gooseberries. Have you had gooseberries?
No. Have you had Indian gooseberries?
No, they're goose regular gooseberries are so delicious. It's a tropical kind of sweet flavor. Do they look
Okay.
like this? Are they yellow in the
No,
picture?
they're green.
Oh, okay. These like are green on top. So maybe
So are
it's a
your gooseberries, where does it say they're from?
they're from Colombia.
Are they sour?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So amla is Indian gooseberries, and they are a really good way to stay cool in the summer heat. So according to this article, raw amla keeps the body cool and protects it from the loo, or the scorching winds that sweep across the northeast and central India. I don't think we have to worry about that so much here, but only time will tell.
We have to worry about the sweeping trash smells, which is the same, probably.
My God. So, you can have amla in multiple different ways. They make it as a juice. You can do it raw, like the raw little berries or whatever they are, gooseberry, pickled form, or as a dried powder. Or you can make little sweet berry concoctions that are really beneficial for your health and sound really good. And let's put some tequila in there because that's what I'm all about.
Seriously, that would taste absolutely delicious. You need to try the gooseberries next time we see each other. You'd love
Okay,
them.
well,
They're so
we
good.
will go to TJ's.
Yeah.
Where did you get them from?
They have them at Trader Joe's, and then I got those at Whole Foods because they were on sale.
All right, so we've got amla. Gooseberries is going to help you keep cool. Okay, so next we've got
Agree.
Gulkland. Gulkland is going to be a sweet preserve of rose petals. So it's like chopped up rose petals that are preserved. Sounds weird, right? I don't know.
Huh.
Gulkland is going to help with all heat-related issues, exhaustion, lethargy, tiredness, as well as burning sensations on palms and soles. Like if you get like heat rash or sunburn on your palms or soles. So a
Or syphilis.
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So according to this article, it rejuvenates the system and it has antioxidant effects, so that's always good.
Yeah.
According to this article, we frequently experience burning sensation in the stomach due to acidity or gut bloating, which like too much beer, am I
Yeah.
right? So Gulkland
Yep.
it I'm sorry, Gulkand, it relieves the stomach discomfort. Gulkand, that's what I've been saying, I hope. It relieves stomach discomfort and it soothes the intestines at the same time. So we've got gooseberries and Gulkand, which is gonna be, rose
Rose
petals.
petal.
Yeah, like
Huh.
preserve.
This sounds very
I
refreshing so
know,
far.
right? Okay, so let's keep going. Number three. Our number three one is something that I am very familiar with, but I didn't know it was called this. So this article says, as the temperatures rise and your digestive system slows and weakens, then that's going to cause like different issues, right? So when seasons change, this article says it sounds strange, but stomachs react differently. I buy that, right? Summer dehydration, heat exhaustion, stroke, food poisoning, loss of appetite are all there. So number three of our list of Ayurvedic remedies is going to be Isabgol, I think is how you say it. Or psyllium husk.
What is that?
It's fiber. It's what they put in, like,
Oh.
not Metamucil. Is that the fiber?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no. So psyllium husk is what I give my cat because the vet told me to help her fiber intake. It's just like straight fiber. We use it a lot in gluten-free bread
Yeah.
recipes
Okay.
because it helps it have structure instead of the gluten. So isabgol or psyllium, according to research, can help preserve intestinal health, especially in the summer.
Amazing.
Wow, that's what it says. So there's going to be something called mucilage, which is what we use for gluten-free bread and other stuff, I guess. That's in the psyllium husk, and it's clear and colorless gelling agent with the ability to absorb and hold 40 times its weight in water. So it's really absorbent, which is true because whenever I give Phoebe some pumpkin, like canned pumpkin, and I mix the psyllium husk powder, it's like, and then it gets all like gelatinous and it's not good. So you gotta do it fast and feed it to her really. So the husk contains 55% water soluble fiber, which is supposed to moisturize your intestines. And then after soaking in the water of like your body, the gelatinous material in isabgol forms a gel, and that gives you like a laxative characteristic apparently. So it's supposed to help you with constipation and bowel movements. But psyllium husk is what is in
Okay.
Metamucil. Like I know this for a fact. Because you don't want to give your animals Metamucil, so you can just buy. Have you heard of that brand, Anthony's?
No.
It's like gluten-free, dairy-free, everything.
All I know
And they
is
have like vegan protein powder, and they have the psyllium husk, which is where I got it. So you can get it at Whole
I
Foods.
don't know. I thought you were gonna say Bob's Red Mill.
It's really
It's
similar
something
to
like
that.
that.
It's
Okay.
so similar to that. It really is.
Bob's Red Mill, give us a brand deal.
Seriously. So, all right. So the
Those are pretty
last,
good so far. Yeah.
right? Yeah. Okay, so this is so fun because we're getting ready for the warmer time so we can stock up our pantry for all this stuff. Okay, last one, number four. I'm not really super familiar with this. You might be though. Wheatgrass. Have you ever done a wheatgrass shot?
No. Have
Okay.
you?
No, but I want to.
We should. We
Okay.
really should.
All right. Well, okay, so wheatgrass, if you didn't know, is high in vitamin C, which we all need, right? So that protects your skin and oh, excuse me. So vitamin C can help protect against skin infections, and it helps you apparently avoid heat rash. And fact checker, this article says our bodies cannot produce vitamin C.
Scurvy. That's why people got scurvy. 'Cause you need vitamin C. That's a very strange way to put it. What vitamins can our body make besides calcium to vitamin D? That's a very strange way to put it. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause like our bodies have processes that kind of contribute to other vitamin formation, but yeah, that's really weird. Well, no shit. That's why we have to like eat minerals and
You're right.
vitamins.
And this is why you're here. Okay, so wheatgrass juice is supposed to aid in the removal of toxic poisons from the entire body, and then you can feel better and have your energy boost. Wheatgrass apparently also aids in the conversion of carbs into energy, again, keeping you energized. So the best, according, okay, so finally, this article says the best part about these ingredients, you can innovate and consume them by in interesting ways. You can make like a gulkhan shabbat.
Shabbat
Oh, no. You can make a gulkhan shake, like a smoothie, and you can put all that stuff in there. I don't know if it would taste good,
Quite literally,
but
all of these things could go into the world's weirdest smoothie. It'd be still drinkable, I
right?
think. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, so wheatgrass, Indian gooseberries, psyllium husk, and the rose petals.
I thought that was very interesting and it kind of all makes sense, you know?
Yeah, so we'll link this article in our show notes. And yeah, I thought it
Yes.
was really cool. And I like that we're getting ready to go, you know, for what's to
Yeah. Hot girl summer.
come.
Okay.
So.
What a great little segue because you also talked about one of the ingredients, the psyllium husk, making a sweet jelly consistency. So that's a nice segue
Oh,
into what we're talking about.
speaking of the sweet jelly
What are we
consistency,
talking about today? It's chia seeds. Bam,
Guardi
bam, bam, bam.
ch-ch-ch-chia.
Yes. So again, this is more of an OG holistic health product. It's been around for a really long time. I'll give you a little history lesson. And it's just something that it's important to talk about. I feel like it's really fundamental to both of our diets and daily routines. So, ready to get into it. Okay, class, get ready for some chia seed history here. Pull out your notes, take notes. So, chia seeds are the edible seeds of the Salvia hispanica plant. This is a flowering plant in the mint family, and it's native to central and southern Mexico and also the southwestern United States. So, as we talked about before, these seeds have a property in that they are something called hygroscopic. Do you know what that means? So, it means that it can absorb liquid.
No.
So, chia seeds specifically can absorb up to 12 times their weight in liquid. So, whatever liquid you add to the seeds, the chia is going to kind of suck it up. And that will allow it to develop its distinct jelly texture. I call it frog eggs. I know that's really gross, but that's kind of what it looks like.
Oh, I don't love
Okay,
that.
and just
Yeah, it
doing some
does now.
comparisons,
Oh,
because
jeez.
chia is commonly compared to flax, I feel like. So chia seeds are sometimes compared to flax because they can both be used as an egg substitute. We'll talk a little bit more. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But unlike flax seeds, the whole chia seed does not need to be ground because you can actually absorb and digest the coating of the chia seed. And this is said to perhaps improve the bioavailability of the nutrients in the chia seed because you're not grinding that coat off. Okay, now a little bit of history. So I don't know about you, but I was wondering where do these seeds come from? Why are they everywhere? But it's an ancient seed, if you will. So, Wikipedia tells me that there's evidence that chia was cultivated by the Aztecs in pre-Columbian times, and it might have been as important in these cultures as maize as a food crop, which is really interesting to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I also saw that chia might have been offerings to the Aztec priesthood, and it's something that they were possibly paid in, which again, had no idea.
Chia as currency.
Chia as currency, the tiniest of coins. So, ground or whole chia seeds are used in Argentina, Bolivia, Guatemala, Mexico, and Paraguay for nutritious drinks and foods. And today, chia is cultivated on a smaller scale in central Mexico and Guatemala, commonly in Argentina, Bolivia, Ecuador, Guatemala, and Mexico. Again, didn't know any of that, did you?
No.
Yeah. Really cool. And then we have to bring up that the chia pet was created in 1977 and marketed widely after 1982. So during the 80s in the United States, this was apparently the first kind of wave of chia seed sales, and it was tied to these chia pets specifically. And if you don't know what a chia pet is, it's a clay kind of statue or figure that serves as the base, and you put the sticky chia paste in, and after you water the figurine, little chia sprouts come out. But do you know why these were so popular? I know it was a big kind of novelty and trend, but it's just so strange the pipeline from Aztec priesthood to weird 80s plant, you know?
Yeah, because capitalism. Like,
Seriously.
because Americans are dumb.
like,
we don't want to eat chia seeds. We want to grow them on a little Obama's head or whatever.
Oh my god, we want
it's
a
like
porcupine.
Bob Ross.
Seriously,
it's like a. It seems problematic if you think about it.
It really does. So just briefly, chia seeds can be actually consumed raw, which I have not heard of anyone doing, but they can also be added to other foods as a topping. You can put them in smoothies, breakfast cereal, energy bars, yogurt. Some people put them in bread, and as we talked about, they could be used as something like a egg replacement in vegan baking. So a little chia history. And now getting into some of the health benefits. Again, all of these proposed benefits aren't really proven, but just something that a lot of people cite for why they incorporate chia into their diet. So in general, chia seeds are an excellent source of minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. So consuming chia could reduce free radicals because of its antioxidant properties. People say that it could lead to better heart health potentially because it's so high in fiber, which can help lower blood pressure and in turn reduce your risk of developing heart disease. Again, because of the fiber, consuming chia could improve blood sugar levels, especially in someone with type 2 diabetes or if you have some type of concern for metabolic syndrome. And also because of these reasons and the fiber, people say that they incorporate chia as a way to kind of like a better, healthier weight management strategy. It's pretty easy to, as I said, put in smoothies and stuff. So something people do. And then just wanted to highlight that chia has essential nutrients such as calcium, manganese, magnesium, selenium, copper, iron, phosphorus. And then just be kind of aware of what's in it. In a 1 ounce serving, there's 138 calories, 4.7 grams of protein, which is pretty good for some little seeds.
That's yeah. Awesome.
8.7 grams of fat, 12 grams of carbohydrates, 9.8 grams Ooh. Of fiber. So very mighty seeds. And that's just a brief kind of overview of chia's history and some of the general benefits. Again, the claims aren't too crazy, but again, it's just something... dietarily that people incorporate because of these
cool
benefits. Yeah, so Jenna, do you think chia seeds are holistic? Why are they holistic to you?
Well, they come from the earth, so that's number one holistic reason, right?
Seriously. Yeah,
I mean, I think that they're just really healthy. They help in so yeah. many ways, and
yeah.
Of course they're holistic. Of course they are.
Yes.
We wouldn't be talking about them if they weren't. Or
would we? Next we'll be talking about what is the new trend, microplastics? And how they're good for you. Just kidding.
Oh.
I know. It's really scary.
I can't talk about it. I'm stressed. Oh my god. So, Sierra, how long have you been on the chia train? Because I feel like you've been on it longer than
truly
me.
Since the beginning of time, it feels like. I can't really remember a time where I didn't eat chia. I'm not quite sure if I ate it growing up, but it's something that's just been around definitely since I've been an adult, like at college for sure. What about you?
Yeah, honestly, not as long. So okay. I probably heard about it from you and then also from Annie. She's a chia fiend, so she yeah. has it in the fridge a lot, soaking and all that.
Ooh.
But I will say my favorite chia situation is at a restaurant here in New York City called Botanist. They have two chia desserts that are really freaking good, and this place is vegan and gluten-free.
Yeah,
all everything on the menu. So they have a red fruit chia pudding.
Ooh.
That they sell. And it's coconut milk, chia seeds, agave, and it has a berry compote on top, and it is so good. But then my most favorite one is the chocolate chia yeah. mud that they have, and it's almond milk, chia, agave, and little mini brownies.
Ooh.
That are gluten-free.
Yeah.
So that's where I get most of my chia okay. if I'm dieting out chia.
Okay. And for those who haven't tried it, how would you describe the texture, taste?
Honestly,
in general.
it's like a little alarming at first because I definitely was like nervous about it because I was like, this looks like frog eggs, as you
It really does.
said. But
Or those Orbeez thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Orbeez.
Orbeez.
Oh, God. Yeah, so it's gelatinous if you make it like in a pudding. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this like a Mandela effect? Did they used to have kombucha with chia seeds in it?
No, they do.
Oh, because I don't ever see it anymore.
Yeah, it's probably because it wasn't popular. I did not like it.
Some people were all about it.
Some people loved it.
So it's got a texture, obviously. If you had the kombucha with chia seeds in it, it could be off-putting, you know? It's like a forbidden bubble tea.
Seriously.
But I don't know, it's crunchy and goopy at the same time. That's kind of freaky, right?
I know it's not something texturally that is super disturbing. I don't think it would bother a lot of people. The sight is a bit
I was gonna
weird,
say
but
it
again,
looks
when
like
you
it's gonna be upsetting, but it's not. And
Yeah,
then
it's not.
it tastes really good, so you're like, okay.
And I've tasted it by itself. I don't think it has a big amount of taste. It reminds me of something like a matcha.
Oh, really?
Just generally kind of earthy, but not super strong. So it will take up whatever you put it in, type thing,
Like
if that makes sense.
tofu.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought it would be important to point out the cost because it can get a little pricey. For my bag, that is 10 ounces. It was about $15, but it lasts a long time. Just something to point out. You do get a lot in a bag, but again, it's something you might have to think about purchasing and really be adamant about using it, you know, before it goes bad.
Where do you get it from?
So I got this from, I'm sure they sell it at Trader Joe's. I got this from Stop and Shop. And it was on sale, and my chia is actually chia seed plus probiotics. Ooh, where do you get yours from?
Yeah, any grocery store that I'm at honestly
Any.
has it. So it just depends. Except Aldi doesn't have it.
Doesn't.
Well, sometimes maybe. I don't know.
I bet it's more affordable at Trader Joe's. I just haven't picked it up from there in a while.
Yeah, I have. You guys know that I'm not a TJ Bae, so it's not that I'm not trying to be. It's just that it's not convenient for me to be. So let me know if the chia seeds from TJ's are it.
Or better.
Yeah, if they have them.
And then you already touched on your favorite chia to get out, but I just wanted to talk more about how we use
Yeah,
it,
I want to hear about
our
this.
favorite ways. Okay, so what is your primary way you use chia at home, if you use
Honestly,
it?
as like a overnight like oats, quote unquote, situation, just to like have a quick brekkie or something, just to get my energy up in the morning, or a snack to take on the go.
Oh yeah, and I guess I should have asked why do we eat chia? Why do we consume it? I do for it does add a little something something to all the food I make with it. I also use it as an egg replacement. And then again, the minerals. I feel like it's just like protein powder or something. You add a scoop to it and you feel like you're getting some type of benefit.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. You can just pop it in your smoothies too. It gets all ground up. You don't even know you're having it.
So I do what you do. I do overnight oats, and I will either do just the chia or oats plus chia, and then almond milk, coconut milk, maybe some agave, maybe some fresh fruit, even
Yeah,
frozen fruit. Mix
same.
it up, put it in, and it's so easy, especially if you're going to work in the morning. You just take it with you. I think that's number
Yes.
one. I think we agree on that. And then I also put it in smoothies, and it makes it really
Yeah.
fluffy and nice.
It's like a natural thickener, I guess, a little bit.
And then have you ever used it as an egg replacement?
No, I didn't even know that you could do this, so please tell me about it.
I used to use flax eggs, but I feel like flax is even more expensive than chia, and I never really have flax, but I do have chia, and obviously,
Wait, what do you mean by flax eggs?
you put warm water in a bowl of flax, and depending what the recipe calls for, it could be 1 or 2 tablespoons, and you mix it and you let it sit for about 10 minutes and it thickens up. And then you can use it in certain baking recipes.
Oh, so like a egg replacement, so it's like vegan or whatever.
Exactly. If you do vegan
Or
baking. Yeah.
eggless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I find that chia
Interesting.
works the same in everything I've tried it in so far. So that's something to consider, especially if you're. I know a lot of people try to consume less eggs or less meat in general, or if you're into vegan baking, that's something you could definitely
Yeah,
try.
I want to try that. That sounds
Yeah.
awesome. And chia seeds are so good for you. Like flax seed
Yeah.
is good for you too. And we should probably talk about that more eventually. But like chia seeds
Yes.
obviously are where it's at.
Yeah.
They're better inside
Yeah.
your stomach than on a Garfield growing.
That's true. And besides that, I've never really tried it in savory baking or anything, but I'm sure you could.
Probably, yeah, like a bread or something. Ooh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does bread have eggs in it? Yes, it does. So sometimes. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a
Yeah.
baker.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What other ways do you use it, if
Honestly,
any?
I'm really basic with my chia game. Like, I have only done the overnight stuff. If I see it, that's my big thing, is that if I see it out, I want to try it, like at a restaurant or something, because I don't trust myself to prepare
Yeah, yeah,
chia
yeah.
as well as like restaurants do. So if there's like chia brownie or like chia, all kinds of stuff, I'm gonna try it. But I do, this is encouraging me to get more creative with the chia seed. But yeah, I'm really basic with it.
Yeah, we just put a scoop in it wherever we feel like we need it. We measure to our heart's desire.
Right.
But I really need to try that chia pudding because making chia pudding at home is really good. That was my thing during COVID because I started getting to a point where I was eating way too many desserts, and you can do it's like chia seeds, milk of your choice, cocoa powder, some type of sweetener like maple syrup, and then you make pudding with that, the chia pudding, and then I would put little chocolate chips and strawberries in it, and that's very delicious.
That sounds
Yeah.
amazing.
Okay.
All right, so what would you rate chia seeds? Like, how do you feel about them? Do you love them, hate them?
I love them, but I feel like I want to do like a 5 out of 5, but here's the thing I want to talk about. Have you noticed any benefits eating chia seeds?
I mean, I would say no, only because it's too
Yeah,
inconsistent
and it's
for
like too
me,
hard to
I
measure, but I
guess.
will say that the fiber, you can tell, I feel like we feel like fuller after we eat them. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. It's like, yeah, if you put them in a, it's like the same with you, like, make a smoothie with like a nut butter and you're fuller.
Yeah.
It's similar to that. I feel
Yeah.
like if you put chia seeds in there, you're gonna be like, okay,
Yeah.
let's do it.
Well, I feel like it's holistic and it's kind of nature's vitamin is how I see it. It's like you might not notice exactly any benefits when consuming it, but you know it has all these good properties, so it's just very easy to incorporate. And I don't know, I'd give it, I'm gonna stick to 5 out of 5.
I'm gonna
What
give
about
it a
you?
4 out of 5 only because
Okay.
I like you, I mean, I don't really know about like drastic benefits of it that I'm feeling and noticing.
Exactly.
And also, I feel like it's not as versatile as some of the things that we talk about on here, but I like it a lot. So
I do too. Maybe. No, I agree with you. You don't see any changes, and if anything, maybe it's more of a mental
right.
thing. You just throw a spoon in it and you feel like you're doing something
And but
better.
that's the catalyst for like other healthy choices. So
That's true. That's
because
true.
whenever I start my day not eating a Krispy Kreme donut, then everything's better.
Yeah. But okay. Well, let's settle on a 4. I think that's
Or
fair.
we could do
That sounds
4.5,
right.
whichever. You could average it. Whatever you want.
Yeah, so either way, it's pretty good. Add it to your smoothies, your pudding, your overnight oats, your baking. Really easy to incorporate. Vitamins and minerals. Can't go wrong.
Tell me how I should be using it. Because I feel like people out there are more chia pros than I am. So I want to hear from you. Instagram us. TikTok us.
Yeah,
whatever,
I do too.
All those things.
Yeah.
Hit us on the socials.
Chia do you hate how people
very
say that?
Good.
They're like, on add the your socials? Socials. Use your socials. Do your socials.
Who says that? You're going to out us as millennials.
No, like administrative people. Like people.
Oh, like old people.
Yeah, well, I guess people our age too. Oh, God. It's
no,
happening.
No, I'm not old.
It's happening.
No. Okay, well, let's get back into. We're Gen Z, bops and flops.
Bops and flops. I'm young again.
I'm young again.
Bop or flop. Okay, Sierra, what is your bop this week?
Okay, my bop this week is a new protein powder I've been using because I ran out of my old one.
I've used that.
It's, okay. Uh-oh. Do you not like it?
No,
okay. It's the plant-based Vega protein. It's the made simple one. There's no stevia. There's only 4 ingredients. No gums, as they say. And it's vanilla. So let me actually see what's in it. It only has pea protein, organic cane sugar, coconut cream powder, and natural flavors. But, yeah, I was looking for a really simple protein powder. Mm-hmm. My other one was the Vega protein and greens, and I just, it was a lot, I feel like, in it, and it didn't taste bad or anything. It was just difficult to use for me because it was in such a big vat. It wasn't pleasant because I was using a lot of it to get through it, which isn't the best. So I got this little tiny one. I feel like it's more simple. I added it to my smoothies last week and this week. Don't taste it. Just a very good basic smoothie that is in a decent price range, I would say. Basic smoothie. Basic protein powder in a decent price range.
So I used that stuff when I had to switch off of back in my weightlifting days, which are long gone.
They could come back.
I know, and they should, but, I don't know if you remember, but there was a time that I was consuming so much soy that my thyroid freaked out, I had hyperthyroid briefly. So I switched to Vega because it didn't have soy in it, and it was just straight up pea protein powder, because, like, all of the bro proteins are, like, soy isolates and all that.
Whey, which freaks me out.
Whey. Yeah. Whey, which is part of, it's soy related, ooh. I think. Don't quote me on that. But it's definitely, like, a lot of soy going on.
Yeah. And I feel like
I enjoyed it. It's good.
Yeah. It's just very basic, no frills, and I prefer pea protein is what I've learned about myself.
Yeah, that Anthony's has vegan protein powder that also makes the psyllium husk. Highly recommend that one too. It tastes like nothing. It doesn't have a flavor.
Exactly. That's what I like. Don't notice it at all. Okay, Jenna, what is your bop this week?
You guys, let me put you on to something if you didn't discover it yet. Oh my God. Okay, so I wanted to get some, like, fun summer drinks at the bodega downstairs, and I was like, let me see, what do they have?
And what did the cat recommend?
They had this...
Just kidding.
Exactly.
The manager.
So, I saw some new, like, variety packs, and, like, I'm a beer lady. I have me a Bud Light or an IPA or whatever. I like a nice, refreshing beer, but Annie's gluten-free, okay, so that's fine. So I don't want to buy, like, a bunch of drinks that she can't have, right? Because that's rude. So, because our fridge is only so big, so I can't take up all of it with my gluten. So I saw this new variety pack of Truly margaritas. Now, I haven't had Truly's in a long time because my seltzer of choice these days is Topo Chico.
Yeah.
It's so good. The Topo Chico hard seltzer. Oh, man. That one's good. But I wanted to try this margarita mix pack from Truly's. And let me tell you, It is like lime, and there's a strawberry hibiscus one, and there's a watermelon cucumber one. And the one that really caught my eye, the mango chili margarita seltzer from Truly's. Get you one. I think it only comes in the variety pack, but all of the flavors are good.
Okay.
It's so good, Sierra. It's sweet, it's spicy, and then you're at the beach.
You might have changed my mind. What I mean? Maybe we touched on it when we talked about Vizzy. I find seltzers to be fine, but it's not, now that there's other alternatives, but when there was a time where it was beer or seltzer, obviously I took the seltzer, but now there's a lot more to pick from, but now you're changing my mind. I feel as though I need to try this.
I think that next weekend we should try it.
Wink, okay.
Wink, 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 wink.
Bring one on the plane. Bring one.
No, it won't make it. I'll drink it. I get tackled at security.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, so it's, if you like, and even if you don't like love spicy, mm-hmm. it's really not super hella spicy. It's not like our cayenne pepper, apple cider, vinegar, lemon water. Yeah. But it does have a little bit of a kick to it, and it's really good. Highly recommend. I'm sad there's only four that come in the variety pack. I got, they were gone.
You're in a instantly. Summer mood, clearly. You're ready.
I am in a summer mood. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm like, let's get the heat going. Let's do it. Like the outside heat, not the inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your flop?
I'm so sorry. This is going to be very sad. My flop is the rising cost of groceries. Have you noticed?
I have noticed. And it's even my meal kit mm-hmm. that I get, which we'll talk about later, so I won't say what it is, had to go up 50 cents a serving, which is not bad, but still, like, geez.
I'm really feeling the cost of groceries these days. And I don't know if this is standard across all of the United States because of supply chain. Or whatever the fuck that is. Some nebulous. What is the chain? I'm not sure. But everything has definitely gone up. And I think the quality has gone down, which is kind of upsetting to me. Going into the grocery store, the produce isn't as good. And just me as a single gal, I spent $130 on groceries last week, which is a lot.
Nobody panics. Sierra's not single. You can't date her. She just lives. She lives singly.
Oh, no. I'm not that kind of single. I just live alone. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Don't come for me. Don't come find me.
You've got a ferocious dog.
For one person, it's just crazy. And even at Trader Joe's, so I split my shopping between Whole Foods, Stop and Shop, other places, and Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is the most affordable around me, and even there, my bill was about $10 more than it usually is, and it's just very sad. It's hard out here. Seriously. And maybe this is a first world problem. I understand there's way bigger issues, but it's just another tough thing as a result of the last 2 years.
It's hard because we can't buy a house. And now we can't buy Totino's pizza rolls. What's gonna happen? Now we can't buy food. Like, oh god.
It's, everything is really fucked up, but you can't take it. It's just the way things are. You have to laugh at a certain point.
You gotta
point.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Well, I agree with you.
I don't want to take it any further or I'll be really sad. So well, what is your flop?
A little bit because my flop is just a whiner McWinerson. So as you know, you guys, Sierra thought that like drip pans on your stove came covered in foil. Like she just thought that that's how they came. But if you go to your neighborhood Walmart or wherever, you will see them hanging. They have them in hardware stores. You can buy them. They're not very expensive. But I have been burned before because an apartment that I moved out of in college charged me like $250 because the drip pans were dirty. And I could have just bought brand new ones for like $10.
I remember that. Okay.
So.
Bastards.
So my flop is drip pans because I hate them. They won't get clean. And I put foil on them and then food goes down in there and then it causes like a fire. Not really, but it can smoke sometimes. So Maybe my flop really is electric stoves, because I hate electric. I like to cook with gas. I prefer it. Drip pans are my nemesis. I hate them. That's my flop. Come at me.
Okay.
Do you have drip pans at your house?
No, mine's electric. But it's like a
glass top?
Yeah.
I'm jelly. Yeah. I have the damn coils like it's the damn 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine.
For some reason, I thought you had gas.
I used to have gas, but right now I have electric. My top home wants for the future are a bathtub and gas stove and a dishwasher.
But that's, oh my gosh,
non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
I have to just keep changing my aluminum foil. You can't buy the cheap shit or else it'll rip instantly. I have to get that heavy duty Target stuff. It's good though, but it's expensive, so it's like annoying. So that's my gripe of the week. AKA bopper that's flop.
Urban life for you. Where both of our flops just have to deal with our urban dwellings.
Baby.
Our urban situation. I wouldn't have it any other way. Chowder is now chasing his tail.
Dude! Okay.
He's ready to go.
Oh my god.
Well, please let us know how you feel about chia seeds. Go ahead and give us a 5-star like on Spotify. We need those ratings because last time I checked, we don't have them yet. But we will.
Yeah.
5 stars only or else I will come and ruin your drip pans. Bye, security deposit.
LOL. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at holistish, and send us an email at holisticpodcast@gmail.com.
And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.